Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Cornerman Radio. We back at you live. Barzini, Boxing Eye. What's up, man?
What's good, bro?
Just chilling, man. We getting John Molina on our show today. Can't wait to hear what he got going on next. You know what I mean? It's definitely going to be a good interview, man. Definitely a treat, man. But I'm still like mind blown of yesterday, man. We really got a treat last night.
Yeah, we did. It was a fun fight, man. It was a highly skilled tactical chess match that Keith was able to pull out. You know, he was able to pull it out by the skin of his teeth, but he did it smartly, man. You got to give credit to Keith Thurman. Yeah, we would have loved to see him go in there and bang out and try to, you know what I'm saying, do what Sugar Ray Leonard did to Tommy Hearn, circle him the first half and then go hard the second, but Danny's power is real, you know. That pop hurts. So Keith he wasn't trying to get hit like that. He was rolling a lot of Danny's right hands. You saw that? Like, Danny was trying to loop the right hand over, and it would just hit Thurman in the shoulder so many times. I'm like, damn. If Danny could just land that right hand, maybe he could change the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, he just...
I definitely hear what you're saying, bro.
Yeah, like, I'm Danny just was missing a lot. With them rights. He countered beautifully, but...
Hold on a second. I think we got our guest.
Yeah. Let's ask him what he thought.
Is this John Molina?
Yeah, hello, man.
Hey,
yeah,
how's
you
it going,
doing?
John Molina? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Cornerman Radio.
Cool, awesome. I appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, definitely, man. It's definitely an honor, man. But let's get into it, man. What's been going on with John Molina? What you been doing?
You know, in the gym, staying ready. We're going to be fighting. We'll be getting an announcement pretty soon here. You know, I just opened my own spot, my own private gym, real close to my house, real close, so make everything real convenient. So it's going to be real comfortable.
Okay. You're still training with, what's his name, man? He was with your last two fights?
Saluki. Saluki's a great trainer, but the location is what was killing me. People don't realize that each camp I was driving 100 miles a day to go train. And
right.
that takes a lot out of you. So I offer for them to come out this way. And if we can make that work with him coming out this way, that's fine. But I can't stop my train from going. I got to continue training. There's a lot of great trainers out here in L.A. as opposed to the Valley. And so we're gonna make an announcement real soon here.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask you, man, are you going to stay at 140 or are you moving up to the welterweight division?
I believe, you know, I've been talking with my team, and I can still make the 140 given the right time for the fight. But my heart's at 147. I want to go up to 47.
147. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Definitely, man. Did you get to see the fights last night?
Oh, of course. I mean, before I'm a fighter, I'm a fan as well. So, yeah, of course I got to watch the fight.
Okay. What was your take on it?
I think the right guy won. I don't believe the fight was as close as some of the judges had it. I think Thurman had a comfortable margin. There were times where Danny showed, you know, his grit and his will, and he did well, but there's nothing to hang his head about. I mean, he put up a great performance. Thurman was the true welterweight, and I think he beat him. I think he beat him a little more decisive than what the scorecards had it.
Oh, okay. So you say your announcement coming up soon. So you have an opponent in mind, or you just know the fight date?
I know the date will be coming up soon. As far as opponent goes, there's a lot of names out there that I would love to mix it up with. You know, I'm not one of those guys that ever picks and chooses on who we're mixing it up with. You know, I'm one of those easier guys that, you know, let's get it on. We want to fight everybody, so everything's got to make sense, and then we'll get the fight then.
Well, hear this, man. My boy, Adrian Granados, man, he's been calling you out, man. He's been calling you out on Ellie Setback, ES News. He called you out on our show. We even did a little prediction fight video on the fight. Man, Granados been calling you out, man. He really want that fight with you.
With all due respect to Granados, you know, I didn't know about him up until recently. Recently, like I said, I watched the fight with Broner, and he's not a bad fighter. He's actually a really gutsy fighter, a come-forward fighter, and kind of reminds me of myself in certain elements and the fact that he comes forward and is willing to fight anybody. So I can appreciate that. And I think he's a good fighter. Nonetheless, he's a good fighter. I'm sure.
Who would you in the near future be willing to fight him?
If he keeps doing what he's doing, I'm sure there's going to be a day where me and him are going to mix it up. Whether it be now, I mean, I'm on board. Whether it be later, I'm on board. It's all irrelevant. But he's definitely a respectable fighter, a very respectable fighter.
Right. And you know what's so crazy, man? I feel like, in my opinion, I think you and Granados will be such a holy fucking war to me. Like, it will be the fight of the year, in my opinion. Just like you and Ruslan had a great fight last year.
I don't think you'll have to find neither one of us. I think we're both going to be there and bang it out. He showed some pretty good skill against Broner, and it was a good fight. Although, I mean, I think the right guy won that fight, but he put up a hell of a fight. I think the right guy won the fight. That's not a knock on Granados. I think, you know, everyone has their own opinion. Everyone has their own perspective of each fight that they watch. And it was a close fight. I think Granados brought the fight to him, and Adrian did what he had to do to be victorious that night. But I think it wasn't a lose situation for Granados. I think it kind of put his name out there. You know, because when you say Adrian Granados before that, granted, he did fight decent opposition, not great opposition, but decent opposition. He was kind of the unknown. So this fight was kind of a better fight for him to get his name out there. And I think if he keeps going that direction, he's going to get the fights that he wants.
You know what I was so surprised about him? I don't mean to talk about him that much, but he beat Soto Karaz in the BKB. I was so surprised on that one. You know what I mean? A lot of people didn't see, but I was surprised.
I didn't see the fight, but the fact that he beat Soto Karaz, you know, actually speaks volumes of him, because Soto is a blood and guts fighter. He's a hell of a fighter. And that just shows Granados is, he's a good fighter. He's not a slouch by any stretch of the imagination. He's a good fighter. He's a respectable fighter. I think if he keeps going in the direction he's going to be there, he's going to get the fights that he wants.
Definitely, man. Boxing Eye, my co-host, probably want to ask you a couple questions.
What's up, John, bro? Yo,
how you doing, man?
Good, man. I really appreciate you coming on, bro. Enjoy plenty of your fights, man. Mickey Bay, Ruslan, the Matisse Fight of the Year. So thank you for those, bro.
And, no problem, man. I love to do what I do.
Yeah, so, you know, so I heard you saying you're going up to 147. I think you versus Algeria, or the winner of Victor Ortiz and old boy Bam Bam, that would be, you know, I don't know how close you are with those guys, but I think that would be some good fights for you at 147. What you think?
There's a lot of fights at 47 that I like.
Yeah.
I like a fight between myself. Omar Figueroa is out of his mind if he thinks he's getting anywhere near 140. I don't think he's going to go to 140 ever again.
You know what's so funny? Yeah. Since you brought him up, he was on our show last week, and we forgot to ask him about you
to fight
him. Yeah,
he wants to fight at 140, man.
That's the fight that's been having that's been talked about for years, but, you know, he's been kind of tiptoeing around that. I think Joel Diaz wants to get one back at me since I beat him so decisively with Ruslan Provodnikov. And, you know, but like I said, he's out of his mind if he thinks he's going to touch the scales anywhere near 140. I don't foresee it happening. And if he does, it's going to be bad for him because it's going to be a make-weight camp. It's not going to be a let's-get-ready-for-a-fight camp.
Yeah. That's
again, even with those names, there's Robert Guerrero, myself, There's I would love to fight Brandon Rios. That's a fight that I really, really, really want. If Victor Ortiz and him can't come to terms and make that fight happen, I don't know if they have already. I think it's been in limbo for some time. But if that's a fight, if they're looking for somebody, as far as if they're anxious to get into a fight right away, I would definitely love to fight Brandon Rios. I think he's a great fighter. It's a fight that was supposed to happen at lightweight years back, and I think at 47 would be a good fight. I would definitely love to mix up with someone like Timothy Bradley at 47, who had a great fight with Provodnikov as well. So there's a lot of names out there that I think the fans will get excited about for fights like that.
That's what's good,
hey,
man.
Hey, John,
yeah,
are
so
you signed with Al Haymon?
Yes, I've been with Al Haymon for a while now.
Okay, the reason why I asked, because I was very surprised that Bob Arum and you and Al Haymon did the Crawford and your fight. I was, like, very shocked. Very shocked.
Well, that was a good thing.
The two
entities need to work together, because there is some good fighters over on the other side of the aisle, if you want to call it, you know, with Top Rank. And, you know, and over here at Haymon, we got all the best. So, you know, eventually we're all going to mix it up and make it happen. But, yeah, it was a good thing that definitely the two parties could come together and come to terms and make the fights happen. Because that's what we're all signed up for. No, I don't like to think that everyone signed up to avoid fighters. I think we all want to fight the best.
What's your favorite welterweight matchup you're looking forward to now that the Brooks Spence, the Porter Berto, or Pacquiao Khan? Which one are you most excited about?
Out of those three that you mentioned, I think it's a no-brainer. Earl Spence and Brooks is going to be a hell of a fight. I think that's going to be a great, great fight. I think it's either going to be a coming out party, but for Spence, which I think he's the real deal. I think he's good. I think he's a big welterweight. I think his days at welterweight are very numbered. I think he has a limited few fights left at welterweight, given the fact that he's such a big guy at 147. But you know, and then also you have Berto and Porter, who are both good friends of mine, and that's an interesting fight because you have Andre Berto, who is always in a good fight, but he has problem with those pressure fighters. And Sean Porter is a hell of a pressure fighter and a strong guy. He's not stylistically or technically the best guy, technically wise. He gets in there and he makes fights rough. And that's what Berto usually has problems with. So that's going to be interesting to see because they're both explosive. They're both strong. And I think it's a hell of a matchup. And that's an even fight. As far as Amir Khan and Manny Pacquiao, I think it's the right time for Amir Khan to fight someone like Pacquiao, personally. I think he'll have the edge and the speed, and I think he'll have the edge and the youthfulness. Pacquiao did look good his last outing, but with that being said, I still think if I'm going to side with someone on that fight, I'm going to side with Amir Khan.
Yeah, that'll be a big win for his career, man. That'll be a solidifier. I mean, he gave us a lot of wars, and
if Pacquiao could beat Amir Khan, that would be a great win for him. But I really feel that in my heart of hearts that Amir Khan will be victorious that night.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that too. I could. If Pacquiao, it's hard to win rounds against Amir Khan, man. Even with Pacquiao's speed, it'd be interesting to see, you know, the speed game in that. That'll be high speed chess, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Amir Khan could be timed though. Pacquiao can time his ass coming in.
Well, I'm not taking anything away from Pacquiao. I think he has the punch, and we all know Amir Khan's Achilles heel is that chin. So once he gets hit, could be the change of the fight on a dime. But with that being said, you got to also respect the hand speed and the technician
is. I could see him getting knocked down against Pacquiao, but getting up in that type of. I know his legs usually don't recover well, but I could see him being a close scorecard because of that. For him winning some rounds. I'm excited for all three of them fights. Exactly the same.
Yeah.
But, yeah, bro, I'm glad to hear that you're going to 147, man. Sounds like, you know, you got a game plan. You got your new gym, and all the best of luck to you, man, pretty much.
I appreciate that. I really do, and I appreciate you guys taking the time out and getting this interview in. And keep
Absolutely,
doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's good for you guys to get all the fight interviews and get the fans excited about all these fights coming up.
Man, thank you, man. It's definitely an honor, John Molina, having you on.
Appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Well, Well, can you give out your social media so the fans can follow you?
Yeah, you guys know John Molina Jr. 135. You know, John Molina Jr. 140 for Snapchat, which I'm rarely on, but mostly Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, John Molina 135. I'm not going to change
all
it.
Right, thank
going
you,
up
John
Molina. We're going to keep it there.
Yeah, bro. All
right, guys.
Have
thanks
a blessed day,
on.
Man.
You too.
Yeah, right. Man. Appreciate John Molina coming on our show tonight.
It got some answers, man. I didn't have much for him. I thought you did a good job banging out all the questions that really needed to be answered. So, I mean, you know, what else? There wasn't much left to say. He sounds like he's moving to 147. And I know you, I won't put you on the spot, but I know you for sure, man, are probably like, oh, that's not a good spot. We don't know, you know?
Saying this, like, he can get a lot of fights at 147 because all the guys – like Matisse, Herrera, Robert,
yeah, PBC,
like you said, Victor Ortiz.
But he's going to have to fight the PBC guys first because they're going to want to make in money house. I don't think that. I mean, obviously they could send him over there. He went over there for Crawford, but I don't know if he's going to go over there. I think he really wants that. I think the Omar Figueroa fight, that's the fight, bro, because he just said it. Read between the lines.
Yeah, he
like,
really
he
called
was
that
like,
Omar Figueroa.
And Omar Figueroa is coming back. So I think
Omar said he just won a busy fight in the beginning. It's his fall
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, but then the next fight,
is when,
so they'll probably put Molina on the undercard with the easy fight, too, for him. And then they'll make that fight towards the end of the year in the fall at 147, because that makes sense. If this dude, Omar Figueroa, he came on our show saying he wants to go to 140. But it sounds like to me that his people are going to be like, bro, you ain't making that weight. We can't have you keep coming in at catch weight. Unfortunately, you got to do what you got to do at 147. We'll give you John Molina and maybe an Adrian Broner fight. So I really think that we're going to get – now that we – it's ironic, thanks to my boy, you, Young Bars, we get both these dudes on the show, man. It looks like that's going to be the fight. And maybe Granados will be in line for a winner down the road. So I really do think that that's the level. Granados, Molina, Figueroa. I could see all them mixing it up real soon. That's my opinion.
You wanna do like a fight prediction on those fights, or you wanna wait till later? Omar and John Molina and Granados and John Molina.
Yeah, we could do a quick one because then I got to roll out. I'm going to rush to this.
Oh, well, I really wanted to see if you wanted to talk about Danny coming fighting in the summertime.
Danny
You think Danny will come back in the summertime?
Or you think
he's going to take a break?
With his father said to him, you know, his father, he's emotional after that loss, you know what I mean? They felt like they did enough. But, yeah, I think Danny should just get right back in the ring, bro. Ain't nothing to lose. He didn't take that much punishment. He showed he got a chin, you know what I mean? It was a hard-ass fucking fight. Take some time off, relax. You just made $2 million, but it's only the beginning. He didn't get knocked down the ladder. Like, boom, 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 all the way down to the ground. You know what I mean? He got now docked down a notch. Keith Thurman is where he is. We still need to see Keith Thurman versus Errol Spence. We need to see what Errol Spence can do, or Errol Spence, Brooke winner. There's a few guys ahead of Danny. That's it. Not that fucking many. He's still in the mid-range to me at welterweight. So he come back, I don't think he needs to come back on some bullshit. He needs to come back and fight the winner of the Porter Berto or a Broner fight, another big fight. So if he's gonna, if them people don't want to get in the ring with him right away, then take a break. You know, basically. So, what do you think?
Well, I was going to do a fight on Garcia versus Broner in June or summer. Sometime summer. and shit. But we can talk about it another day if you want. If you tie it up right now.
Yeah.
Now we talk about it another day. We don't have to really talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Good interview though. All right, bro.
All right, bro. You have a blessed day, man.
You too, my bro. Later.